It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, this is Dr. Ty Dixon. I just want to thank you so much for joining me for part one of the love test. Yes, we're going into another series, and this series is the love test. Have you ever gone through a love test? I'm not talking about the one where you just can sleep it off and it's okay, but I'm talking about the love test, the one where you were cut to your heart, where there was a deep hurt, a deep offense. Have you ever tried to figure out how to come out of that one? Yes, we're going to be discussing the power of love and God's plan for your life. So get ready, get your pen, get your paper, get ready. We're going right into part one of the love test.
The title of this message tonight is The Love Test. Has anyone had to take a love test lately? How did you do? Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. But tonight we're going to talk about the love test. A test is a set of questions, problems, used to evaluate a circumstance, or an individual, or a group. A test is used for evaluation. And our love is evaluated every day by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Every day in our lives, our love for Him and others is tested. It is measured. It is evaluated. And it determines our abilities and our performance. The love test. So as we talk about the love test, we're not going to condemn ourselves, but we're going to gain inspiration from the Word of God. Because the Word of God is not only a discerner, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. But the Word of God allows us to peep into the hearts and the minds of other people who actually had to walk it out. All right. You know, Tina Turner said something about what's love got to do with it. And in her words, which is a really a worldly way of looking at love, she said it's just a secondhand emotion. But if you don't watch yourself, you will be walking the what love got to do with it walk. It will become a secondhand emotion for you. So we have to gather our lungs up and say, wait a minute. Let me get a hold of myself. Am I walking in love? See, because the sad thing about it, if you got an F by the time you close your eyes and you don't pray before you go to sleep, you made an F that day. And if Jesus come before the sunrise, you die with an F on the love test. But thank God nobody here has got the F. Come on, let's thank God for that. Look at somebody say, the love test. You see, the love test, as Jesus illustrated love, and as the Bible talks about love, there are two very true components to love. One is, unless you walk in love, your faith would not operate on the full capacity it is designed to. Faith worketh by what? You will find that in Galatians 5 and 6, where it says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. So if our faith is not working, if we're not seeing the manifestations of what we want in life, if we're not seeing the things that we want to come to pass. We want a family that is well together. We want a job that pays good money. We want a healthy body. We want a community that's whole. We want a country that's whole. We want people to be healed, delivered, and set free. We're not playing in here tonight. And if that's not happening, we can trace it back to
love.
Because faith worketh by love. Jesus said, if you only have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you can remove mountains. You can command a mountain to move and get up out of my way. Somebody's trying to climb a mountain, but if your love walk would increase, you could speak to it. Faith worketh by love. Another important component of love is this, and I think all of us can embrace this. You cannot go to heaven without it. I dare say that if you see someone that's operating in strife and confusion and backbiting and jealousy and envy and all those things that we certainly don't want to walk in, they are not on their way to heaven. As we look at 1 John 3 and 14, it says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Abideth. Look at that word again. Abideth. Abideth means you are actually living in death. You are actually being consumed by death. So if sicknesses and diseases just won't shake off from you, check your love walk. Sometimes it's just a test of your faith to get your healing. And then sometimes it's because the love test has not been passed. Come, let's give God a praise for the love test. So now as we have set the foundation of love and what God would like to see us do in love, as one being our love will cause our faith to come alive. Two, then we will definitely be on our way to heaven if we're walking in love. But one of the things I love about the Bible is so transparent. The Bible is so real. I love the Bible because the Bible doesn't hide anything. If you want to know about a harlot, just look at Rahab. If you want to know about a liar and somebody that's cussing, we can look at Peter. If you want to look at somebody that's doing whatever, it's in the Bible. But it shows the grace of God and is the power of God to bring you up and out. Somebody say up and out. So we want to be in love with the Word of God because the Word of God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. The Word of God will stir you and encourage you. The Word of God will uncover sin and come forth with grace. The Word of God makes you want to run on until your day is come. The Word of God will elevate you to a new height. You see, something about the human element is, if I see somebody survive what I'm going through, that pushes me forward. Somebody say it pushes me forward. It pushes me forward because you survived what I'm going through. And if I know another human being came out of it, I can surely come out of it. The power of the Word of God. So tonight we're going to look at a disciple by the name of Ananias. And that's where we come into our scripture, Acts 9 chapter. Somebody say Ananias. Ananias was one of the early disciples. It is believed that he went out. You recall when Jesus sent the 70 out, two by two, and they came back rejoicing. It's believed that Ananias was one of the 70 that went out. We do know that Ananias was a part of the early church at Antioch. It is said that Ananias was a devout and upright man. He was full of love. Somebody say full of love. Had a good reputation. He was devout and had a powerful, powerful relationship with God. Jesus comes to Ananias and he asks him to do something that's hard. And we're going to look at that. Somebody say the love test. The love test. Looking at verse 10. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said unto him in a vision, Ananias. And he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying." Isn't that a close relationship? "And he has seen a vision of a man named Ananias. Come in and lay hands on him so that he might regain his sight." Now, this is the part I love. This is the verse I just love. I just embrace this verse because it is what? Showing a transparent moment in a person who loves God. And it's also showing God don't get upset because we don't understand. God don't get upset because we're not raring to go. Oh, I love it. I love it. But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he did to your saints in Jerusalem." Ananias is questioning that thing. Ananias is saying, "Wait a minute now. You want me to go lay hands on Saul? You want me to lay hands on the one that killed your saints? You want me to lay hands on the one that put people in prison? What is this?" I'm trying the spirit to see whether this be of God. You see, you got to understand, when Paul brought fierce persecutions against the church, this was a very close-knitted group of people. They had fellowship together. They loved each other. They gave to each other. The Bible says they fellowshiped together every day. They weren't strangers. They were one. One mind, one accord. They were prospering, and people were being added to the church daily. So when Paul came out with that, somebody say that crazy spirit. When Paul came out with that crazy spirit and started putting people in jail, it was somebody they knew. These were not strangers that he threw in jail. These were not strangers that he murdered. It was somebody's mama. It was somebody's auntie. It was somebody's daughter. It was somebody's son. They were afraid of Paul. So Ananias answered and said, "I have heard many things about this man, how much harm he did to your saints, and how he has had..." Will somebody finish that for me?
"I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem, and how he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, 'Go. This is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.' Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, 'Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit.'"
Amen. Amen. You see what happened. You see this transition. Ananias first questions God and say, "Why would you send me to a murderer? Why would you want to redeem a murderer? Why would you want to bring Paul of our soul of all people? Of all people that have done some drastically things. Why do you want to save him?"
Thank you so much for listening to part one of the Love Test. And meet me back here this time next week for part two of the Love Test. Don't miss it next week. Don't miss it, because we're going to dig a little bit deeper into the power of love. And we're going to look into some more lives of the believers who walked in that love, who had that love while they were human, but they learned how to walk the love walk. So if you want to know more about how to walk the love, meet me back this time next week. Don't miss it. Part two is coming up next week. Thank you so much.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.